This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Let's deal with it. Just deal with it. Today is the last day of October, Jennifer. Wednesday, the 31st. Tomorrow is the 1th of November. Fabulous month for fabulous people with fabulous birthdays. We'll get to that later, and to Halloween. But first, we do our usual.
Oh. You don't want to dance a little bit first?
If I do that, then I want to get the myself in sync and sing along with it from my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom with the vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the mash. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. They did the mash.
Oh, I didn't realize we'd be singing the entire thing.
Well, we can do that later.
Here, Tara, how do you know?
Deal with the Halloween later on. All right, let's get to it. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria has bronchitis, so she's out for the week. It looks like Kara and Jennifer and Doug are at their stations ready to go with the focus on the first big story of the day from your perspective, Jennifer.
I think just because it's intriguing to me, I had to pick it. But the death of James Bulger, or Whitey Bulger.
Whitey Bulger.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently he was killed after being moved to a high-security federal prison in West Virginia. Bulger was 89. He was convicted in 2013 of being complicit in 11 murders in your home state of Massachusetts, Doug, Florida, also Oklahoma. His attorney, who tried to appeal his life sentence all the way to the Supreme Court, declined comment pending notification by the Bureau of Prisons that Bulger had been killed. Mm-hmm. He arrived at the prison in Hazleton yesterday, and he was found unresponsive about 8:20 in the morning on Tuesday, according to the statement from authorities. They said life-saving measures were initiated immediately by responding staff, but by that time he had been pronounced dead by the medical examiner of Preston County. They notified the FBI that Bulger's death is now under investigation. Apparently no staff or inmates were injured in this, and at no time was the public in danger. But according to multiple reports, he was murdered by inmates with ties to the mob. His death is being investigated as a homicide. So this is, I don't know, at first when you hear this, and if you've read about Whitey Bulger and how he was able to pretty much disappear for such a large part of his life, you go, wow, is this some kind of elaborate scheme? But then you go deeper.
It's not very elaborate. No, this is not. There's nothing elaborate.
No, but wouldn't
about
it be
this.
Great? Wouldn't that be the great sequel to the Whitey Bulger story? But I guess there was some guy in the prison who had mob ties that made it no secret that he wanted to dispatch of Whitey.
Well, there are a lot of them. From the Boston perspective on this, Whitey Bulger was a murderous bastard who benefited from a mostly corrupt relationship with the FBI, a guy named Conley. He was with this guy. He paid him off for 15, 16 years. He was told by Conley that there was a $2 million reward for him, so Bulger disappeared from Boston. Remember the movie about 10 years ago called The Departed? Jack Nicholson played a ruthless Boston crime boss. He was supposed to be Bulger. And anyway, so the question that I have is, why was he moved from Florida to this prison other than to dispatch him? He was, as you pointed out, the FBI is looking into this. Why? The guy should have been sentenced to death, but they don't have the death penalty in Massachusetts, so he got life in prison without parole. He went to jail when he was 80. He was 89 yesterday when he was killed. But he, 19 people he directly killed. He was found guilty of killing they had the evidence enough to prove to the jury that he killed 11 people. And so this guy was a piece of dirt. He lived in Santa Monica without anybody finding out who he was for, I think, 8 years or more, 8 or 9 years. He had $900,000 stashed in the wall of his house in Santa Monica. And he used to go down, there's a bar, there's a Boston bar on Santa Monica Boulevard in Santa Monica called O'Leary's, or something like that, a very Irish name. And all the people who have connections to Boston go there. Whitey Bulger used to go down with a hat and sunglasses on every Sunday afternoon and watch whatever Boston sports there was on the bar television. Say, sat over in a corner, nobody knew it was him, nobody paid any attention to him. And he did, but then somebody somehow or other saw him walking down the street in Santa Monica, some Bostonian, and that's how he got grabbed. It wasn't because of great FBI police work. And then, anyway, the these people who, there is, I suppose the old expression, remember, who is he, Lucy? Lucy, you got some splaining to do! Isn't that the line from I Love Lucy?
Yeah, Ricky Ricardo, although they, what was it? They said he never actually said it on television, but somehow we associate that somehow with I Love Lucy, right. Yeah.
Lucy, you got some splaining to do. Well, it seems to me the prison system has some splaining to do, unless this was a way to get rid of him. I mean, the system is so damn corrupt. It was corrupt when Bulger, he corrupted the FBI, for God's sakes. He was an informant, and they told him that there was a $2 million bounty, and they helped him get out of town. And so, anyway, he was a cold-blooded killer. You look into his eyes and you know that he was no good. And the way he killed people, strangled them, I mean, he was just a brutal bad guy. So I just want to know, A, why he was moved. I don't see anything, I actually see nothing that tells me why he was moved. And I've asked, I've been looking around three or four different sources. I don't see why he was moved. And secondly, other than the intrigue of him being there and within hours of him being shipped there, I'm betting he knew he was going to get it. Whether he, you know, what he said to the authorities or whatever, I don't know. But I know that he knew he was going to get it because that's this place in West Virginia. There are four. There's one in Illinois. There's one, Leavenworth. There's Kansas. There's four maximum security federal pens, and they are unbelievable. The culture, what goes on there, you wouldn't believe. And so sending him to this prison, one of the four worst, toughest, angriest prisons in the country, full of, I mean, the heathens are just like monsters, not even human. And they kill each other. That prison has a murder almost every day. Somebody gets sent to that prison, and sooner or later, the new guys get bumped off. And so I'm just thinking that there was a reason for sending him there. Meanwhile, the people in South Boston, Southie, where he lived and grew up, is one of the most. My father grew up there. As a matter of fact, my father knew Whitey Bulger. The people that grew up on the tough side of town, Whitey Bulger was about, 25 years younger than my father. Yeah, he was just a kid. And he played, he was in the gangs, the Irish gangs. In South Boston, unbelievably, my father used to tell stories about chains and chasing people around with knives, and you know, anybody who was black that came into South Boston, they wouldn't stay there 5 seconds, they'd chase them out, that kind of stuff. So, anyway, the fact that Whitey has come to an end doesn't bother too many people, or maybe a few people that loved him, but I want to know the circumstance why they did it. Maybe it's just a good story. Maybe, you know, they were tired of feeding him. You know, okay, let's send him up there, and that'll be the end of him. I don't know, but I know it's mysterious that they would move him from this prison in Florida. He had a stop in Oklahoma City before he went to West Virginia. That's the other one I was trying to think of. That was the fourth prison. And a very well-known, a very good friend of mine, whose wife was found guilty of stealing money from her clients was sent to this prison. That's how I'm trying to remember the Oklahoma City prison. That's no picnic there either. All right, so have we done enough on the dispatch of Mr. Bulger? He had...
Yeah.
It's just an interesting
story. I think he's got just an interesting story. Not to glamorize it. I just think that there's something that... I don't know. There's something about the mob that doesn't exist. You know what I'm talking about.
No, of course.
There's something where there's this weird honor that's in there, even though they are some of the worst criminals on the planet. So
I believe it's referred to as honor among thieves. Mm. Other... people in the news, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Don't hear much about him, but apparently, Jennifer, the Justice Department is investigating him for possibly using his office for personal gain. No! Somebody in public service did that? I'm outraged. I'm speechless.
Are you shocked?
Shocked! Zinke has faced a number of ethics questions. I don't even remember this guy. I kind of remember his name.
He's the guy that went to work on a horse the very first day.
Oh, right.
Former.
So
there have
been a lot of the horseman what?
He's a former congressman from Montana.
Oh, okay, yeah. A lot of inquiries into his handling of things like the Connecticut Casino Project, boundaries for Grand Staircase, Escalante National Monument were redrawn to benefit a state lawmaker there. There's a lot of stuff. The Inspector General for the Interior Department began investigating him and his relationship with Halliburton and the chairman there. You remember the former chairman of Halliburton was Dick Cheney. That'll be an interesting part of the movie that's coming out about Dick Cheney in a month or so. So anyway... Zinke is no good. Why he's there, you know, like some of the other appointments. Do you disagree with me that he's no good, Jennifer?
I always think that the Inspector General does a really good job of finding out if there is anything to the claims. I think in this day and age, there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle making a lot of claims about the other side of the aisle that are sometimes not always true.
Yes.
But I think we're in the right position to find out because I actually have complete faith in the Inspector General that if something's wrong, then absolutely he should be taken away with, done away with.
See you later, pal. All right,
right.
Last person in the news at this moment for which we have time, the conversation about William Daniels, the actor who played Mr. Feeny in Boy Meets World. He was the voice of Kit on Knight Rider. Apparently, he's 91 years old. He stopped a burglar at his house yesterday. He and his wife were in their San Fernando Valley home. Someone tried to kick in the back door. He went to the back of the house to see what was going on, turned on all of the lights. The intruder fled. His representative confirmed the news in a statement. Somebody tried to break into the home of the Daniels. He was able to frighten him away. 91 years old. He's got one of those very distinguished voices. And I remember interviewing him once. I thought he was a pretty interesting guy. All right, so that's the story of William Daniels. Now, let's have the story of how to whiten and brighten your teeth. Shall you pay attention? Yes, you shall. You should, anyway, because if you want to have great white teeth, this is the way to do it. A smile is your umbrella. Remember that? I think that came from a song. The thing about power swabs is that it works in just 5 minutes. It's been proven through test after test after test to whiten your teeth, 2 shades, 5 minutes. Do it in 6 or 7 steps, and you'll have the whitest teeth. It lifts those stains off, takes them off. It doesn't eliminate the enamel of your teeth. It just absorbs what's in the enamel. Whether you've got regular teeth, caps, crowns, veneers, doesn't make any difference. You won't feel, your gums will not be sensitive. So make yourself look younger, feel better about yourself. Call 800-208-1797. Take our advice. We use it. We got great white smiles. You will, too. A white smile helps you get the job, get the girl, get the guy. It's 800-208-1797. You won't get it online. You won't get it in a dentist's office. Only available this way. Use the DJV code, and you'll get it for half price. 800-208-1797 for a whiter smile. From Power Swabs.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember.
One of the sweetest songs Willie has ever recorded. The Recording Academy Producers and Engineers Wing honoring 8-time Grammy winner Willie Nelson during the annual Grammy Week, which is the first week of February next year. He's a character, man. He's really a character. He has so much heart and soul, and I think you hear it in all the music that he does. That's what I like about him. And I get that with Van Morrison, too, frankly. DJV time is 25 after the hour. Jennifer and Kara and I and you enjoying the music of Willie Nelson because of the focus on him getting yet another award. The event, which is at the Village Studios in West Los Angeles. Where's that?
I have no idea.
I don't know that place. Can't be far from where I hang around. Anyway, it's a celebration.
These studios are just tucked away. You don't even know they're there.
Yeah, I know. You don't see them. I think it's on Olympic now that but it's a small venue. Anyway, celebrate the career achievements and creative excellence of Willie, the honorees who have preceded him, Alicia Keys, Jack White, Neil Young, among others. Willie Nelson has inspired generations of musicians and fans, continues to set precedents of excellence within the music community. What is he, 86 now? Or how old is Willie Nelson?
Getting up there. He's definitely in his 80s.
Yeah. Anyway, the president of the Recording Academy said, quote, "We're privileged to pay tribute this year to an industry pioneer." And I think that's a good description of him, who embodies the tireless efforts of the producers and engineers as we continue to raise awareness of the ever-evolving climate of sound quality and the increasing interest in the preservation and integrity of recorded music. Now, if you listen to some of the stuff that was recorded at the Sun the studios where Elvis first recorded and Johnny Cash first recorded and that bunch. Listen to the quality versus what comes out of the studios now. Wow. So, Willie gets honored. Good. Another good honor. Speaking of honors, Keith Urban has paid tribute to the fire, a particular firefighter who was killed in Hurricane Michael as it passed through Virginia. He dedicated his show in Charlottesville to Lieutenant Brad Clark for all he did and all he'd done. He was a Hanover County Fire EMS Department member, killed when a tractor-trailer truck struck a fire engine in response to a crash during the storm. A video of the dedication was posted on the Facebook page of one of Clark's friends. Bob Clark, Brad's father, was in the audience and said, really, really appreciate it. Yeah. He's pretty sensitive, isn't he, about stuff like that? Doesn't he do a lot of good stuff
well,
like
yeah,
that?
Well, yeah, we were just talking about him last week and how he went to visit one of his fans in hospice beforehand.
In the hospice.
And how at other shows he's gone to the front row and talked to people there in wheelchairs and stuff. He seems like a really nice guy.
Yep.
Yeah, why not pay tribute? You lose nothing when you do that. You gain a lot. John Carter Cash, also on the musical focus here. When he thinks back to memories of his mother, June Carter Cash, in the kitchen, his mind goes to cheese. He said, it's basically fried vegetables with hot pepper jack cheese. That's immediately what I think of when I think about my mom in the kitchen. And there was cheesecake. My mother made wonderful cheesecake. She loved cheesecake. She ate it every day. Food is very much on John Carter's mind these days as he's just released a new cookbook, Jennifer. The Cash and Carter Family Cookbook, Recipes and Recollections from Johnny and June's Table.
That's pretty cool.
He says he developed a love for the kitchen at an early age, cooked all my life. Yeah, that'd be kind of neat. That's actually kind of cool. So look for the John Carter Cash Family Cookbook, 28 after the hour.
Apotheosis in the Mirror. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system,
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save on tools they rely on to get the job done. Now get up to 35% off select DeWalt power tools and accessories, including the DeWalt 10-tool 20-volt cordless combo kit, now $529. That's $320 off. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. DeWalt offer valid through 11-4. While supplies last, credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Democrats are saying that President Trump's recent call to limit birthright citizenship is fear-mongering ahead of the midterm elections. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi saying last night it's a gimmick.
Well, this is just more of the same of what he has been saying. Taking babies out of the arms of their moms, putting them in cages, warning about a caravan that's over 1,000 miles away.
She was speaking on CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert. President Trump paid his respects to the 11 21 victims of Saturday's shootings at a Pittsburgh synagogue yesterday. He and the First Lady visiting the Tree of Life Synagogue. They were joined by his daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner, who are both Orthodox Jews. Boston's victory parade for the world champion Red Sox will step off at 11 o'clock Eastern Time this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Song Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper. As we celebrate Halloween, we'll do a little of that after Jennifer gives us an update on the birthright citizenship issue. It's Wednesday, the 31st of October. Happy Halloween. We'll celebrate a little bit here and there during the course of the program. Jennifer's here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria, we continue to hold good thoughts for her as she fights her battle with bronchitis. So is this a battle, speaking of battles, on birthright citizenship? This seems to be a political thing once again, a yo-yo or ping-pong ball or whatever. I happen to agree with the president on this one. The executive order to terminate birthright citizenship, Trump says it has to end. And then there are those who say, well, not so easy. The president doesn't have the authority to do that. So does he, yes or no? And what impact does this have on an obvious problem? Because it is a problem. All these people, how many times have we talked, Jennifer, about the Chinese tourists who they organize in China tours of America for pregnant women who are about to give birth so that the children will be born here in America and be automatically American citizens? How much more blatant can you get than that?
It's called maternity tourism, and just to make it real easy, you've heard the term of anchor babies, and that's what this is really about. It's about people whose parents are not citizens who come here and have a kid, and then the kid is automatically an American citizen. And this is part of an argument about the 14th Amendment. Now, several countries, I mean, not several, almost all, except for...
What does the 14th Amendment say? Refresh us again.
Oh, I'll give you that in just a second, but almost 30, like all the countries on the planet have revised their anchor baby policy. From New Zealand to India to Ireland. I mean, it runs the gamut of the types of...
Who'd want to have a baby in India?
Well, I don't know, but obviously someone does, and if they do, they're not automatically citizens anymore because that has been revoked. So the 14th Amendment of the Constitution is all about immigration, and the line that you're going to be hearing a lot about, if this goes anywhere or not, is this one line. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Now, that line is going to be hashed over, rehashed again, probably, because there's some room for Trump to talk about jurisdiction and whether or not people from other countries are in the jurisdiction. If they are not citizens themselves, then are they in jurisdiction of this country? There's going to be argument about those words. That's going to probably go up to the Supreme Court if Trump is serious about following through on this executive order. But what I think is more interesting is probably the fact that Trump is getting pretty good at this political game, and he knows that this resets the table for an argument on immigration 1 week before the midterm elections, which is something Democrats did not want to have happen. Democrats have not been talking about the caravan of Hondurans that are coming here and the two caravans behind it, one from El Salvador that's now coming to our border. They've been wanting to avoid that because there's a lot of division in the Democratic Party about how we do this. They are the far left of the party wants a country without borders, and the more moderates haven't exactly been able to come to the table with the Republicans in Congress on two different occasions and come up with some sort of meaningful immigration reform. So this isn't what they want to be talking about on Tuesday of next week.
Because I think failure on the part of...
That's right. Or it can be seen as that. It's one of those things that Democrats kind of have to own. So President Trump is sort of smart in bringing this up. And if you watched how this came out, it's not like this leaked out. It's not like this was some sort of proclamation
in an
official setting.
Yeah.
It was an interview with Axios. Axios is a website that breaks a lot of news from Washington, D.C., and they were sitting down with the president on HBO. The interview hasn't even aired yet. It's going to air over the weekend, I think, on Sunday. But there was pieces of it that were released, and in this particular piece, they said, what about birthright citizenship? And Trump said, yeah, what about it? And he said, well, have you ever thought of letting go? Well, it's actually funny you should mention this. I've been having my lawyers look at it. The way it came to be was either a setup from the Axios guys, or it came out so organically and has become this huge news story that now people are starting to panic about it. But I believe
it's panicked. I think it's time. This needs
Trump
to be
resetting the table.
Yeah. So why is Paul Ryan against it, or is it just because he doesn't think the president is Ryan against ending birthright citizenship, or against the way the president is trying to get it done?
Paul Ryan's always been a little squishy on immigration issues, but he believes, and this is a fair argument, it's not like he's making something up or he's acting out of line. The argument is, does the president have executive power to change immigration laws? And I can remember not that long ago when Republicans went absolutely bananas because President Obama used an executive order to create DACA. And that was the program to keep children of immigrants in the country, which is still... sort of in place, but not.
Yeah.
Right. And so Republicans said you don't have the right to do that. So there needs to be a real look at not necessarily whether you can write an executive order on this, but when the legal challenges come, because they will,
right. So,
will this stand up all the way to the Supreme Court?
does the introduction of the legislation by Graham, Senator Graham, end to, this is, the legislation is aimed at ending birthright citizenship. Does that fix the problem that Ryan's referring to and then puts Trump in the catbird seat?
Lindsey Graham, enacted? Who, yeah. I don't know, Lindsey Graham 2.0. He's like a whole new guy now.
After, yeah, he's a new guy.
I mean, I hate to correlate it to the passing of John McCain, but Lindsey Graham has been a whole different person, I think, since...
Taking much more leadership sort of role.
Absolutely, much more loud and definitely more supportive of this president. So he said, I'm introducing legislation because one of the ways that you can change the law is with congressional approval. And so Lindsey's going to try to make that happen. Now, I don't know that he'll actually have a step forward with that because... you're still going to have a lot of gridlock. No matter who controls the House and the Senate, there is going to be, it's not going to be a blowout for Republicans. Let's just say that. So you're going to have to deal with probably even more Democrats in the House than you have now who are going to try to fight this. So I don't know if it'll necessarily go anywhere, but that's what he wants.
On what grounds do you fight this kind of an outrage? I don't even begin to understand how these people think. How do you come up with an intelligent strategy or an intelligent reason or an intelligent answer to this problem? It is something that it would seem to me anybody's got any common sense. Why do you want all these people coming here and taking advantage of what you pay in taxes? Frankly, well, we don't know what they're going to grow up to be like. So let them be born in their own country, and if they have something to offer, we look at them when they should be able to come in, not just willy-nilly. Everybody gets... That is nuts. We are some people are just crazy in this country. Oy.
So right, I'm just curious, because, you know, a lot of people think that that's written into the Constitution, and so does that give us the ability to look at other parts of the Constitution and interpret them differently?
Well, that's there ought to be. Time. That's what the Supreme Court is there for, is to interpret the Constitution.
But Kara's right.
What they're saying,
Constitutional Convention.
I don't believe that. I actually like the Constitution, but I think always been... Okay, I'll just finish my sentence and then
now,
you can
please.
Do it again.
Yes. Yep. Right.
There's always been a debate about what the meaning of jurisdiction is when it was originally written into the Constitution by the creators of the Constitution. So that's what they're going to go after. It's not about necessarily a constitutional amendment. It's going to be about trying to figure out intent and using examples throughout history of how that intent was supposed to play out.
So who does the interpreting here? Does Trump make the executive order and then it goes to the Supreme Court and then decide whether it stands up or not? Or does the Supreme Court interpret it and then Trump can make his executive order if they...
Neither one. Actually, what would happen is if he does write an executive order, the executive order would go into effect. And then no doubt somebody on the other side would take it to court and legally challenge it, much like his travel ban. Mm. And so then it would be stalled and it would go through the lower courts and no doubt be probably pushed all the way up to the Supreme Court, where the ultimate decision would be made about intent of the Constitution.
So is it still in effect? I'm just curious about all of this. Is it still in effect as it goes up to the Supreme Court if that happens? Or is it
not typically like the travel ban? The travel ban was
stalled
until
the Supreme Court makes a decision. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's
questions. You know, would this be retroactive? Would this be like every baby ever that was born here? Or would it be starting
hard
tomorrow?
Hard to make it retroactive.
Whenever? Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to make it retroactive, but it should be in place. And with regard to the Constitution, just to sort of what I was saying, not necessarily getting my licks in, I just think there are a lot of things that ought to be reviewed. And from time to time, we have a lot of things that
careful
can
with
get
that.
Reviewed.
Yeah. See, when you start doing that, though, the protections that we all love, they go away. So you got to be careful when you start making big changes.
I think there's too many entrenched feelings on both sides. But it's hard to know what the right thing to do is. You're right about that. Happy Halloween, everybody. How do you do? A lot of witches traded in broomsticks for paddles in Oregon to get into the Halloween spirit. They paddled 6 miles on boards along the Willamette River? I don't know that river.
Willamette,
which divides the city of Portland. The local reports there show pictures of this paddleboard event started 2 years ago with a handful of participants, but now there are hundreds of people who get involved. Principals donate packages of socks, underwear, T-shirts to a local nonprofit before they get started paddling. Spectators who were caught off guard by the witches watched from the shoreline. The witches were paddling down the river, hundreds of them. Halloween. Okay. What are you doing for? Are you doing anything for Halloween? Either one of you, Kara?
No. Jennifer? Sad. I wish.
You're an adult. This isn't for adults. No. This is for kids, for
Halloween
God's sake.
Is totally for adults. I don't know what you're talking about. Just because you don't like to celebrate anything doesn't mean that no one else should. Doug's sitting here talking about turning all his lights off and
turn out the lights, lock the door.
Making sure none of those annoying little kids have been, crumb grabbers. What a nice guy. Yeah. I'm going to a big Harry Potter trivia tonight, so wish me luck. The grand prize is $1,000, so who knows?
Good costume. That should be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun.
So what sort of a costume are you wearing?
I'm going for a more low-key outfit. I'm not wearing any capes or, well, mostly I don't have any. I don't have any witch costumes available to me right now. But, you know, in Harry Potter, they all have different colors for the houses that they're in. So I'm just going to wear my house colors.
So if you're one of the 12% of people surveyed dressing up as a superhero for Halloween, there's a strong likelihood that your friends would also categorize you as the sporty type. If you're going to don a costume to look like a historical figure, nearly one in four chances that you're a bookworm. This is some information I've gleaned from the Halloween Costume Fact Book. Nearly one in four chance you're a bookworm if you have a costume that looks, if you look like George Washington, for example. You plan to break the mold by creating your own costume? One in five chance you're the therapist type in your group of friends. If you're going as a zombie, a vampire, a ghost, a mummy, or other Halloween characters, 23% likelihood that you're the party animal. Are you going to wear some ears, maybe a tail for Halloween? According to the survey of people, 27% feel dressing as an animal for Halloween makes you identify as the fun one in the group.
If hey, you're one of the few people... I wore ears to my Halloween thing on Sunday, so I guess I'm pretty fun.
You were the fun one.
You are fun. I would agree with that. You are fun. If you're one of the few people wearing a political costume this year, 61% chance that you're the sports fan of your group. If you're going to dress up as a nurse, a firefighter, or a policeman, according to the survey, 19% chance you're the one who's too serious in your socials.
Aww.
All right, so that's the that's the attire overview. Let's talk about television for a moment or two. Here's the story about Chrissy Metz from This Is Us, one of the stars of that show on NBC, was robbed. Law enforcement sources say somebody broke into her home Monday. Her assistant came to the house because an alarm had gone off. Where were the police? I guess would be my question. She was on The Tonight Show that night. So if people know that she lives in, I live in Los Angeles. If people know where she lives, okay, I'm in New York. I'm not home. So let's go rob the house.
It happened to Yasiel Puig, I think, three or four times. He's a Dodger. And these people knew where his house was. And they'd go, and they'd go and get him as quickly as they could. In fact, last year during the World Series, they went and got his stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, you just know he's not going to be home.
Apparently, the police, though, have nabbed a number of burglars who hit celebrity homes. They probably have a unit for that in the L.A. Police Department. Okay, so Jennifer, what's on tonight that's hot?
Well, it's Halloween night, so that's always a lot of fun. I could watch some spooky movies, but if you'd like some new TV shows, there are a few of those, too. ABC is all new tonight with The Goldbergs, American Housewife, Modern Family, Single Parents, and A Million Little Things at 10 o'clock. CBS has a new Survivor, a castaway will be voted out. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by SEAL Team, that's new at 9, and Criminal Minds at 10. The CW is in rerun tonight, but Fox has a new episode of Empire and Star. That starts at 8 o'clock. And it's Chicago night on NBC with a new episode of Chicago Med, Chicago Fire at 9, and Chicago PD at 10. And they are actually celebrating Halloween on those programs. So you can check that out. And lots of spooky movies on the cable channels. Hocus Pocus, Deadpool, and a whole lot more.
Hocus Pocus. If you need health advice, check out our new DJV Health News at djvhealthnews.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Alright, time for us to become technical. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program, because Victoria is out and she's our acknowledged leader when it comes to technological information. I'll don that hat as we go through two or three or four things as time allows that are going on that affect you in the world of technology. For example, ride hailing services, marketed as a safer alternative to impaired driving. While that's true, researchers say more than half of those passengers who have walked or taken public transit to get home, they would have done that instead of, you know, taking the ride-hailing service. New study says ride-hailing services mean more cars on the roads. More cars mean 2-3% more fatal car crashes. Researchers used public national data to compare the number of fatalities before and after Uber or Lyft became available in whatever city was being measured. So, in this report, it suggested fatal car crashes actually decreased around the country until ride-sharing or ride-hailing services arrived. Then the fatalities went up. Researchers say it's not just people in cars who are getting killed, but also pedestrians. But the research, called The Cost of Convenience, has some criticism aimed at it. For example, the urban policy think tank City Observatory says it doesn't account for another big reason more cars get on the road around the same time as the study was taken. There were lower gas prices at that time. And some other studies have actually suggested ride-hailing services make roads safer, lead to fewer DUIs. I'm guessing that this study was paid for by some people who are like cabbies that don't like Uber and they don't
It's possible. I think that it goes both ways. I think it's great that they're getting drunk people off the road so they're not tempted to drive home. It's so easy to catch an Uber. I will say, though, that I've been in Ubers before where drivers are, they have no idea where they're going. They're not paying attention to the road. They need to make it necessary that people have, you know, they make the little stands that you can put on the front of your car and stick your phone in. That way you don't have to hold it in your hand.
Right.
Well, I was driving in a Lyft a few weeks ago and the guy was driving with one hand, going 20 miles above the speed limit and looking at his phone in the other hand. And I'm sitting in the back hoping I don't die. So I think that there probably are a decent amount of accidents because of that.
I've never had one of those experiences. I know that there have been people who have, but I've been fortunate whenever I've never used Lyft. I always use Uber, and I've always had good luck with them for whatever the reason. But it isn't, I think more interesting, again, the question of who pays for these studies. Video gaming console Atari releasing two inexpensive handheld games just in time for Christmas. Let's find out what's going on there.
The Geek Out.
You can never have enough Atari, and while we all wait for the mysterious new gaming console, between now and then, they will release a pair of small and expensive products with classic Atari games. First is a plug-and-play joystick that looks just like the peripheral of the old classic 2600, and there will be different versions depending on what type of display you want to connect it to. Next up is a one-piece handheld, styled in the way of the 2600, but with as many as 50 classic games displayed on a small Game Boy-sized screen. The joysticks are expected to be about $50 and the handheld $35. You can look for their release around Black Friday in November, but if you want a sneak preview, we've put a link on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's go to the emoji section of the supermarket, shall we, Kara? An iOS update usually means more emoji. You say emoji, I'll say emoji. iOS 12.1 is no different. 158 new tiny icons coming to an iPhone near you, including lettuce, a disembodied leg. Huh?
I don't know what that was.
What in the name of, huh? What? And this, maybe that's a Halloween one. One emoji getting more attention than others. Face with uneven eyes and a wavy mouth, also known as woozy face.
I guess that's for when you're drunk or really drunk. Tired and you need to let people know through an emoji.
Yeah. Woozy face is being seen by fans as the first drunk face.
There we
face.
Go.
Yeah. Definitely come in handy to use as a variety of situations exist. Drunken weirdos at bars, drunk girls at bachelorette parties. What about drunk guys? Why this should be mentioned?
Well, I'm assuming the drunken weirdos at bars are guys. They normally are.
Okay, got it. Woozy face come in handy for Halloween today too, perhaps for those of you who are interested. 59 past the hour. Count me out in that department.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.